Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers a statute called Internal Revenue Code Section 469, Passive Activity Loss. It was written in 1986 to stop tax shelters and now shapes how rental losses work. Let me explain how it works. Section 469 sorts your activities into two buckets, passive and non-passive. Rental activities are passive by default. That means their losses usually cannot offset your wages, business income, or investment gains. Instead, the losses sit unused until you sell the property or have other passive income to absorb them. But there are exceptions. Real estate professionals can change the default. If you spend more than half your working time and more than 750 hours a year in real property businesses, and you materially participate in a rental, that rental's loss becomes non-passive. It can now offset your regular income. Material participation means you are active in managing the property, not just hiring others to do it. Another path exists for short-term rentals. If your guests stay an average of 7 days or less, the IRS does not call it a rental activity at all. That means material participation alone can make its loss non-passive, but you must prove the average stay and your hands-on work with records. Why does this matter for cost segregation? A study can create a big first-year loss. Section 469 decides whether that loss helps you this year or must wait. For most regular long-term renters, the loss is suspended. Its value shifts to future years. But if you qualify as a real estate professional or run a short-term rental, the loss might offset income now. That is why we ask about how you use and run the property before we start. This rule was born in the middle of the 1980s. Tax shelters let rich people erase salaries with paper losses. Congress closed the loophole with the Tax Reform Act of 1986. Section 469 became the gatekeeper. It stops passive losses from touching non-passive income, but gives two escape routes, real estate professionals and short-term rentals. What does this section establish? The default is strict. Rental losses stay passive unless you meet an exception. Suspended losses carry forward and unlock later, including when you sell. A small relief valve lets active participants deduct up to $25,000 of rental loss each year. But this phases out if your income exceeds $100,000. In a cost segregation study, the numbers matter. A large first-year loss is useless if it is stuck in passive land. But if you qualify for an exception, that loss becomes a tool. Real estate professionals, short-term hosts, or owners with passive income to pair with it all get different results. The depreciation is the engine. Section 469 is the gate. What does it not mean? Cost segregation cannot change your status under this section. No study makes you a real estate professional or turns a long-term rental into a short-term one. If the loss is passive, it stays passive. Promises of instant tax breaks without checking your facts are false. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's losses might interact with these rules, review the legal analysis section of your report.